Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Certainly no shortage of things going on in the world of sports. NBA playoffs underway, Tiger wins the Masters, Nebraska spring game in the books. Let's get to the phones here. Let's get to Nebraska ball. Mike, been waiting patiently. Mike, really appreciate your patience. Thanks for calling. Fire away. Mike? Mike is... He's speechless. He's speechless about Fred Hoiberg. Let's get to Mark. What's up, Mark?
Great. I got a follow on Nebraska ball, Mike, who bailed on you.
Good luck.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. Not a Tiger fan at all, but after the 2 years of the wilderness, I said it here, dude. I actually said it here, and I'm on board with Tiger. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey, the other thing is South Stadium has to be redone. You got to listen to me. I haven't been in South Stadium since the 80s, Nick. Went in there. Dudes are standing in line to go to the bathroom and chicks aren't. I had to have a gal I went with waiting for me. There's a real problem in the south end zone.
The traffic of being able to get and go to the bathroom is not good.
I'm telling you, trying to find my. I'm an East Balcony guy. I'm a season ticket holder. And I'm
right.
Telling you, first finding, but coming out and seeing dudes standing in line and everybody's like going, what's going on here? And the chicks are going in and out of that. Something's got to be done, Nick. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Mark, I appreciate the phone call. I'm big on, like, I feel like if you were ever to build, like, if right now you were going to build a new arena or stadium, like, there are a couple things I would make: parking and flow of getting in and out in a car a top priority. Yep. And then within the stadium or the arena, ease to just get around the arena, get to your seat, get to the bathroom, get in and out of the bathroom. Like, all those things have to be prevalent. Now, I'm spoiled. When I go to games, I sit in the west balcony with my dad, and you know, it's usually okay. Like, the bathroom and flow there is not bad. Everything's okay there, but I'm not sure. I've never ventured to the South Stadium and knowing what that is like. But nevertheless, I feel his pain. You know, nothing worse when is there anything worse when you got to pee and you feel like I might pee my pants? Might happen. Listen, it might happen. I might pee my pants.
Well, spoiler alert! That almost happened in the first hour
for you.
Yeah,
yeah, it happens.
Like, gotta go.
Is there anything worse when you're talking to someone at like some sort of, it could be like a business outing or something like that, and someone you don't feel comfortable enough just saying, like, dude, I got to go pee. And they start a story, and you don't cut it off in time to be, you know, they'd be like, so did I ever tell you about the time that I went to Orlando? You're like, oh, God, this feels like a long story, and I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there trying to, like, oh, yeah, for real? Oh, yeah? Yeah? Uh-huh.
Not listening to a word.
Not just like, when is this going to be over? When is this going to be done? I got to pee. Brutal. You know, speaking of you know, peeing and eating and all that stuff, this weekend Tiger Woods was chewing gum. That was a new thing. He was chewing gum. And I, you know, this is like classic Twitter. I read somewhere on Twitter over the weekend that someone tried to say, well, you know, there's actually a study done that when you're nervous, you clench your jaw. And so actually chewing gum can relax you because you're unclenching your jaw. That could be why Tiger. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. No, Tiger just said I did it because it helps him not eat during the round. It helps him, like, so I thought there was going to be some, like, massive study done at MIT or Harvard on, like, gum, and it led to this. It's like, no, it's just wanted to chew gum so I don't have to eat a turkey sandwich or a PB&J. You know, like, that's it. That's all it is. I was a little disappointed. I was hoping for some, like, big, deep reason. Nope. Like, so why do you chew the gum? I like the taste of it. It makes me not want to eat. Like, oh, dang it. Okay. I guess that's all it is. That was incredible yesterday, man. I mean, the feeling I had when Molinari hit it in the water on 12 was like, I stood up. I stood up and I went, You know the scene from The Office where they have the fire drill? It was like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening, people.
This is not a drill.
This is not a drill. But it's just, you know, Tiger, 22 years ago, man, 97. I mean, think about, like, 97, Scott Frost was the quarterback. Nebraska just beat Peyton Manning. Like, that's what was happening around here. And here we are, 22 years later, and Tiger just won the Masters after having not won one since 2005 and not won a major since 2008. I mean, it's to me, it was the most incredible, it's the best sports comeback story I've ever seen. And it was, you know, in some ways it was inspiring to think about a guy whose personal life fell apart, his professional life fell apart. He could have given up so many times, just thrown in the towel. But he didn't. He just kept on working. And the rise back to the top, just, I mean, almost improbable. Almost improbable. Just 2 years ago, December 2017, guy was ranked over, he wasn't even the top 1,000 players in the world, according to the World Golf Rankings. Yesterday, won the Masters. And now all of a sudden, it's like you feel like he's back, and you feel like him getting to maybe 18 isn't out of the question. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Was again, you should go back and watch it. When Tiger makes the putt and Nance gives his little call, no one said a word on television for like 3 minutes, and it was just a roar of a crowd and a chant of Tiger. You know, at a golf course, not a football game, not a bat, like at a golf course, it was a 3 minute roar. Like, unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, we come back, get a crossover game right, make way for unsportsmanlike conduct.